Okay, so this morning we're here with Charles Brett from Ironworks Connection. He's up on I-45 North West Road, and they just built a contemporary showroom of 50,000 square feet, so you'd want to see that. And we're also here with Brent, of course, from Memory Builders, and we're going to talk to Charles about his company. So, Charles, you're on. Tell us something.
Okay, well, the Ironwood Connections part of the company has been in existence for the last 17 years, started around 2001. The company originally was birthed out of Dallas, Texas. It was called Metro Stairs. It had been in existence for about 14 years when the owner of the company decided that he wanted to expand into the Houston market. Upon expanding and moving into the Houston market, I had the opportunity to be the second employee hired into the company to help get it developed down here. I had been in the building industry probably about 10 years or so when that happened. I had sold everything from cabinets, flooring, countertops, but I had no idea there was a market for stairs.
Stairs, yeah, fun.
So I said, I sell everything. I walk on the stairs, but I've never thought about selling the stairs. So a friend of mine had called me that we had been working together in our past lives, and he said, hey, there's a new company coming in town. You might want to look at it. So we talked about it, met with him. He was actually one of the first guy that was hired to come on board. Met with him and one of the owners. We talked about the industry, because I knew the builder industry. They knew stair components, but I had the relationships in the industry. So it looked like it was going to be a good marriage. So I came on board. At that time, there was no such thing as a stair company in the city of Houston. And we started training, getting developed, and learning what stair parts and stair installation was all about. Did not realize how detailed and how much intricacy there is to a stairway until we jumped into it. Would go back and forth to Dallas, learning, training. And then when we finally said, okay, we're going to cut our teeth on this thing, let's go after it. It was kind of comical. I went to one of my custom builders at that time, which Metro Stairs had been all custom, so that's what we were learning from, was the custom side. And I went to one of my custom builders and said, hey, I'm no longer selling flooring. I'm now in the stair business, and I want to talk to you about stairs. And he looked at me and he says, why in the hell do I need a stair company? I've got a trim man that does that. And I went, that's how this is going to go.
That's right.
So for 2 to 3 years, we just kind of trenched forward and got after it. And when we got our first plan to look at, my buddy and I that were doing this went over to a Starbucks, laid it all out, had all the information, started on it, and 3 hours later we had our first quote.
Wow.
3 hours later. Because we were figuring it out. So that's kind of how it all began. And we stayed after the market, getting creative on how to work the market. Like I said, because there was not a stair company at that time, everything was the trim man. And, you know, you may say, yeah, my trim man does a good job, but what are you comparing that to? So we kind of went after it that way and said, you need to give me a job. I'll cut your brother-in-law deal and let me show you the difference. So we began that way. And we began to gain some small market share in the custom market. After between 2 to 3 years, we've got some good things going on. And Ironwood Connection is the installation side of the thing. I'll tell you about the other side in a moment. We got to a place where we were really starting to pick up speed on the custom side. And I threw my hand up and said, guys, we're missing part of the market, which is what I'm from. I'm from the production market. I said, I'm going after the production side. So I went after the production side of it. They tended to be a little bit more friendly because they're volume, and they're always looking for a better way to cut cost and move faster.
And what do you mean by production side?
Production is high volume.
High volume.
We label anything 100 houses or more as volume.
Okay.
David Weekly, Meritage. Back in the day was Ryland, which is now, I think, Cal Atlantic. Lennar Village Builders. which Lennar Village Builders was actually our first production builder that we had. So we began to, I began in that market to go out to the production site. So now we were custom and production. Reason, one of the reasons for that was because, of course, in 08, back in the day, when the market fell, you've heard the old cliche, you don't have all your eggs in one basket. Well, that's kind of what we did. And for the most part, so we wanted to diversify. So we had the custom market going. Now we were penetrating the production market. And then, of course, then we went into the remodel market. So we were able to, because in the remodel market, one of the simplest ways to change your stairway is just to remove the wood balusters and put metal balusters in. And it changes the complete look of your and complexion of your stairway.
Or like one I saw not too long ago was all glass.
Well, you could do that, absolutely. Everybody wants glass, they just don't want to pay for it.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So if someone's wanting to do something that's going to be economical to change the look, to change the look of their stairway, they can remove the wood balusters, put metal balusters in it, and it completely brings it to a new look. It's really, really nice.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of how the stair side, the ironwood stair side, we sell stair parts as well as we will do turnkey. We run about a dozen crews for stair crews.
Wow.
And we run 3 fabrication shops.
Wow.
So that we're able to keep up with customer service. The other side of our market that makes us unique is called the House of Forgings. The House of Forgings is our national distribution side. That is our buying power. We stock about $6 million in inventory from wood to metal.
Is that in Texas?
It's in Houston.
In Houston.
It's in Houston.
How do you spell that?
House of Forgings. Forgings, like the forging metal.
Oh, okay, okay.
We are in the major Texas markets for ironwood. We're in the Houston market. We're also in the Austin San Antonio market, and we're in the Dallas Fort Worth market for Ironwood Connection. Ironwood Connection is the number one customer for the House of Forgings. We buy because they bring the product in. We buy the product from them, right? We're all in the same house. We're under the same roof. We just change the name to protect the innocent, right?
And that's how you stay competitive with the pricing.
How we stay competitive, able to remove the middleman. So if you go to a trim company and you buy stair parts, you're going to be buying stair parts from a House of Forgings, and you're going to mark it up, right? So for us, because we are part of the House of Forgings, it's our parent company, I can come to a Memory Builders and go, you're buying it from them, let me show you what I can do. Two things. One, let me design it for you, because a stair company always sees the stairway differently than a trim man does. We always do. First of all, we live and die by code. So that helps to dictate a lot of things.
Safety code?
Stair codes.
Is that around safety code?
It is. It's an OSHA safety code, right? It's the OSHA safety code, which they say, you know, when you're putting balusters into a stairway, they can't be over 4 inches, that kind of thing. Your rail can't be any higher than 38, can't be any lower than 34 on the rake, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So what makes us unique is that we are able to, we're in the same warehouse office space as the House of Forgings, so we're the same company, yet they are selling stair parts, and we are installing stair parts. We do sell some, but the majority of what we do is we will turnkey, right? I always say it this way. The House of Forgings sells paint. Ironwood Connection sells Picassos. Can you see it?
Yes.
Because we're putting it together, right?
Sure. I like it, yeah.
Right. So the House of Forgings side, sells northeast, south, and east and west of the United States. We sell to trim companies, stair companies, all over the United States.
And everything comes through the Houston...
Everything comes through the Houston market. Yeah. Dallas was the corporate office for many, many years, but then there was a flip-flop, and Houston really took over the market back in the day, and we just kind of blew past them. So it was no longer a metro, so that's when we ended up changing the name of, after several years, to Ironwood Connection, because that's really what we do. We combine the two together. So... In saying all of that, being in the industry for 17 years now in the stereo industry, there were two partners in the industry that had started it. And like I said, myself and one other, my friend, Chris, had joined in. We started off in a kitchen, figuring out what phone company, what computers we were going to do, how are we going to go about business, until we found the warehouse that we started in. And we just moved forward from there. And then after 10 years or so, myself, Chris, and the gentleman that came on after us that runs the house, that ran the House of 14 side, along with a couple other people, we ended up buying out the two owners that were there, and now we have a limited partnership. And I'm one of the limited partners in it. I started off as a salesman, became a sales manager, became VP of sales, and now my glorified position is I'm a custom sales manager. I'm actually still doing some production stuff, but I'm in the custom market as well. So I'm doing what I like. I like being out in the field, meeting with the Brents of the world.
Absolutely.
And that's really what I like about it. When people go, hey, how are things going? You enjoying it? And I always say, you know what I enjoy? I enjoy the relationships.
Yes,
for sure.
Yeah.
I enjoy the relationships. The industry, doing stairways is, I'll say it this way, if it was easy, everybody would be doing it.
Yeah.
Right? So, because there's always something unique.
You know, the turns and the landings and then
something
the
unique.
First floor, second floor.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like I shared with you earlier, Brent, about going out on a job yesterday. Because it's a three-story townhome, and the stairway from the second to the third floor is going to be suspended, but the engineer and architect forgot to put anything in there to support it, to cantilever it. So they called us out, and he goes, Charles, you know, you guys do stairs, and I told him, Mike, I am the professional. You know, started laughing. I said, I'm going to bring my man. I'll bring some guys with me, believe me. I can sell it, but I'm not the structural guy. So I brought my install manager and one of my estimators who's got a lot of construction background and does a lot of CAD drawings. We went out there, met with the engineer, the architect, and they looked at us and said, what do we do? And so we gave them ideas of what to do. They took it, now they're designing it, and we'll go back out there. And
fabulous.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Get the engineer stamp, and then you're
I said, hey, these are just suggestions. You got to stamp that bad boy. You got to stamp it, and then we'll go. We'll come in. Yeah. So we do everything on the stair side in the city of Houston, Austin, Dallas, Fort Worth. We'll do everything from a paint-grade baluster install to glass rail. Of course, one of the most popular things that are happening these days, because of the contemporary side, is we are starting to do quite a bit of freestanding mono stringers, which is the metal single stringer with 3 and 4 inch solid treads with glass rail or cable or a fabricated system.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So we're doing a lot of that right now, actually, and actually doing some of what we just said. I've got one that's going in Memorial. We just installed the frame on it. It goes up. It's going to go up. It goes up 8 steps on a single stringer. Then it hits a freestanding 8-foot landing that's cantilevered out of the wall so you can't see it. Then it goes up another 3 steps to another freestanding cantilevered landing. And then another 8 steps up to the next floor.
Oh,
and when
wow.
you walk into the house, you walk underneath the landing into the house.
It's, oh my gosh.
It's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing.
We need some pictures of that for sure.
Yeah, we do.
When it's done, we will. We take pictures. My marketing manager is very, very good about that so that we can update the website. We have a really good website that covers everything.
What's the website
again? Ironwoodusa.com.
Perfect.
So let me stop you there for a minute. So Brent, how did you meet Charles?
I don't know. How did we meet?
I know. I saw your sign and called you. Anytime I'm in a neighborhood, and I'm working on a job, I'll look around, and if I see a sign of somebody, I go, let me give them a call. Because I can call right then and go, hey, Brent, I'm doing a house right down the street for your buddy. You need to give me a chance to be
there. That's right. I remember, because you called me actually like 4 or 5 times.
I did call you 4 or 5 times.
And
you were,
I'm like, okay, maybe I should give this guy a chance. And since then, we've used him on every job.
I identify salespeople in two categories, and I found it to be pretty true. You have hunters and you have farmers. So my partner that I mentioned to you, his name's Chris, we went out there and started together and going after it. But really kind of what happened was my strength is I'm a hunter. I like to get new business. He doesn't care about getting new business. He wants to take it, and he wants to service the snot out of it.
Which is good.
So
you need both.
So our philosophy is we want to spoil you so you don't want to look and go anywhere else.
Yeah.
So
you're on speed dial.
Exactly. So what we did was we got to where we did a 1-2 punch. I'd go to the field. I would go find the business. I would set it up, and once I set it up and Brent says it's good to go, I would pass it off to him, and then he would take it from there and I could go get the next one.
Yeah.
So I'm the hunter, he was the farmer, and because he liked the detail. I don't like the detail. I'm a sales guy. But though I was forced to learn detail.
Correct.
So you got the hunter and you have the farmer. It's a great 1-2 combination. So, and then from that, it expanded. So now, the process of our company, we've got a great infrastructure for all sides. On the custom side of it, I will go to the field. I'll meet with a Brent or a builder. We'll walk the job, or I'll get plans. We'll go through the details. I take those plans and details. I put it in a packet, and I have an estimating department. And I give them the estimation, my packet. They work up, they have their own system within the computer. They even can do CAD drawings when they need to.
I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, they can do CAD drawings if they need to, and if you want to pay for them. So I stole that in there. So I give it to them, they'll work it up. Then usually once they send it back to me, I'll review it. I'll meet with them and make sure we're all on the same page. And then I will send it to the builder. I'll follow up with the builder to go, hey, once you reviewed it, let's meet, let's go over the details. Let's talk about why the price is the way it is, why we're coming to business and why we're showing you and doing the details that we're doing. Because there's always a method to the madness, right? And again, we're going to see it differently, and we're going to see it differently than the trim guy or even the builder sometimes. Just like walking that job yesterday, talking about how they're going to have to build these supports for that thing to be freestanding. I said, you know what my number one test for that freestanding stair is? What's that? I go stand in the middle of it and I jump up and down and it better not move.
Correct.
Yeah.
That's my number one test.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, those kind of things, those are some of the things that we look at. A builder gave me the other day, he said, hey, here's the picture I want. And I said, that's a beautiful picture, but the way your stairs framed, let me give you some feedback. We can do it, but this is what it's going to look like. He goes, oh, well, what's your other suggestions? So I gave him some other, and I sent him a drawing of it, a picture, and he goes, okay, that's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do, right?
That's right.
Yeah, okay. So part of services being able to, I tell people all the time, I've got lots of opinions and ideas. So, and we all do, because...
Correct. And your opinions are, you know, valued, especially when you go back to the engineer.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because they need to know how to cantilever it back and...
Absolutely.
You know,
if they haven't done that already,
If they haven't done
that. Yeah. And to be able to meet with the builder and even the homeowners and to help them, they've seen a picture. Pictures are great, but they're also terrible.
Everybody loves pictures.
You know, their pictures are great and they're also terrible because I look at that, I'll look at some of those stairways, and I'll go, first of all, there ain't no way that they could do that,
and that stairway not have a lot of flexibility in it. You know what I mean? Okay. They'll run it with no newel posts going up the battle, going, that thing's going to move 3 inches side to side. So they're beautiful, so we have to help people. Okay, I can do that stair, but let me give you some feedback on what it's really going to look like.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And help them to get a better picture of what it's going to look like. And generally when we send bids or quotes, we always want to send some kind of a picture, a profile showing them what it's going to look like somewhat.
So mm-hmm. that they can sign off on it.
Absolutely. Sure. Mm-hmm. And that they have a better feel for what's going to happen as well.
Yeah. So, do you get people interested in coming to your showroom for that? Or
yes.
Or is that more pieces and parts in your showroom?
No. It's not pieces and parts. Pieces and parts, we've got a great catalog. We bring a lot of literature for people. It's all on our website, very detailed. There's you have the parts catalog, you have a fabrication catalog, and then you have a design catalog, which shows you, oh, you want to know what old world looks like? Turn to these pages and you can see. Mm-hmm. It's using all of our stair parts to show you what old world looks like. Oh, you want modern? Oh, yes. You want traditional?
Yes, that's good.
So it's all there.
Yeah, that's good.
And they
good.
Can see the pictures. And a lot of times I'll get an email going, I want page 96.
Yeah.
And this is the one I want.
Nice.
Yeah.
So it makes it easy.
Makes it simple for you.
Oh,
makes
yeah.
Because the easier you can make it for them, they're gonna move that direction.
The faster the sale.
Absolutely.
So less confusion.
But if we can get them into our showroom, to come to our showroom, sit with us and talk it through. One of the things is we can go, okay, here's what you're asking for. Let's walk through that based off of your drawing. If it's the blueprint or if it's already framed, I'm going to draw it before they come because I'll have a better feel for what needs to happen on that stairway.
Mm-hmm.
And we can talk about it. They can see glass. They can see cable. They can see fabricated systems. They can see wood balusters. Everything is in the showroom. Right there for them
That's
to look
fabulous.
At. Right
People
there for them
love
to look
that.
At.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Got it on the walls. Yesterday had two ladies in there. They're taking balusters off the walls and putting them against and matching things up. So,
do you get a lot of customers wanting to come to the showroom or more? I mean, you know, the house owners? Or do you find that there's a lot of people like Brent that go?
If the builder comes... If he comes, he's coming with the homeowner. Most of the time, the builder's not coming. He's going to go with the designer, or he just sends them to us and says, you
Correct.
Work with them. That's part of our service. I become his designer.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Okay.
I'll become his designer.
Okay. So that's where the
usually,
collaboration is big time right
Correct.
There.
Usually it's a homeowner with the interior designer, or sometimes we'll have a... Brooke, who's on our staff, that's a project
She's been
coordinator.
There. Brooke's been there, and I've met mm-hmm. with Brooke and homeowners on the at the warehouse and the showroom so that they could
mm-hmm.
make final decision. If they can touch, taste, and smell it, they usually can make a decision
yeah.
a lot faster.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
So they'll come in. So, I had met with, we do a lot of remodel. I've got a lady that I do a lot of remodel in Kingwood for because that's an older community, right? Mm-hmm. And she lives in Kingwood, and if anybody does remodel, they go through her. So I met with her on a job site. We walked it. We talked about it. And said, she said, this is what I want to do. Because she's pretty opinionated what she wants. And I go, okay, let's talk about that. So then she brought the homeowner in. Well, when the homeowner came to the showroom with her, then we started walking through it. When she walked out, it was completely changed.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Because she could put her hands on
That's
things.
Right.
Yeah.
It went from wood rail. We're going to do treads, risers, kick and skirt. We're doing all of that. But it went from a metal post with a wood rail on top. Now she's going to do all metal welded railing.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Oh,
and
yeah.
we completely changed the design because with the selections that she's picking, we said, hey, let me show you what this will look like on your stair. And we drew it out for her right there, threw it up on the TV screen that was on the wall so she could see it. And she goes, I like that.
Let's How big is your TV screen?
Probably 60 inches.
Yeah, cool. That's really
inches.
Good.
Yeah, that's really good. We have an in-house designer as well. Her name is Megan. So a lot of times she's sitting right there with that computer. So they come in. I'm not going to just dump them on her, but I'll go, hey, you and I are going to tag team on this bad boy. She'll sit there and work it
mm-hmm.
up. and she'll work up things, and she walked away and she goes, that's what I want. Nice. I said, done.
Yeah. So what about your production developers? Do they just come in and say
production? On the production side, they all tend to have a showroom.
Oh, and then you add to their showroom?
And I add to their showroom.
I see.
Because so, they only give the clients three options to choose.
They'll yeah. give them. So
they do the same thing over and over.
With a custom builder like Brent, you got to babysit them all the way through the job site. Custom
the
builders.
Entire way.
I always say this. A custom builder, if I could build the house for him, he would say, hey, build this house and call me when you're done. So, but... because there's so many moving parts in a custom stairway or the exteriors and all of those things with the homeowner, I tend to stay a whole lot closer to them. Plus, I appreciate the relationship because
yes.
when this house is done,
they
him and
move
I,
on to the next
I gotta
one.
Ask him about the next one.
Yeah.
On the production side, I'm usually meeting with the purchasing manager. Because they're all about the money.
Correct.
Right? A purchasing manager, I may be meeting with operations, VP of sales, and what we'll do is we will get together. Our first meeting will be is let's talk about what's your base product going to be. Then what upgrades are you looking for? Because their houses are going to be budgeted off of a base product.
Mm-hmm.
And that base product is generally going to be pretty simple, right? Because they want that base house to be where people go, wow, I can have that house for that amount of money. Then once they go to the showroom, to the designer showroom, then the designer goes, you know what would really look good in there? Let me show you this metal baluster instead of that paint grade baluster. And they start, because
that's why I was wondering about
production builders are motivated off of upgrade sales.
That's right. That's why I was wondering about that.
Yeah.
So keep going.
So we will meet with, I will meet and I will help them to define, and they ask a lot of questions, well, what's really going on out there right now? Well, here's the base product that we're seeing right now. Here's the base. And then here are the upgrades. And because I carry all the products, then it's a one-stop shop for them, and that's what they're looking for.
Yeah.
So, and then we have numbers of options that we do for them. But for a production builder, all of the work is done on the upfront. You spend a lot of hours tweaking it, getting it where they want it.
The pricing.
It's put on a spreadsheet for them.
So they know how to estimate it.
So it's going to be, a community in the Woodlands. Let's say it's Carlton Woods. It's Carlton Woods, and this community for this production builder, here's the base product, and then here's the base product. Here's all the plans to the left. Here's the base product. And then here are each of the columns of upgrades that you can add to that base product.
Mm-hmm.
And we make it to where they don't have to worry about it. Here's your base. Oh, you want to add metal balusters? We've already adjusted the base from the upgrade, and all you have to do is add that next $250 to your base, and now you got it.
Yeah.
So they on the production side, what kind of upchart, what kind of profit are those guys making on their railing? Is it like 100%?
It actually varies.
Yeah.
It varies, but I've seen it anywhere. I've seen the production side anywhere from 40 to 85% markup.
Wow, that's crazy.
Wow.
It's crazy.
That is so high.
Yeah, yeah.
See, on custom, you get to choose anything that you want, and the builder usually has a standard supervision fee.
Mm-hmm. Right,
for
right.
the whole job.
Right.
It never gets up to the anything above 30% or higher.
No. Yeah,
not 80%, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
No.
But on the production
that's
side
where they
of
make
it.
Their money.
On the production side of it, because they may have pretty much everything they want in the base product. You know, a lot of the production builders now, granite's a standard, and it used to not be, right? Production builders are always pushing custom guys, right? They're always pushing them to differentiate themselves from the market.
Right.
When I first started in the stair industry back in 2001. Well, one of the main things that was selling was solid surface Corian countertops and Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
I sold a ton of that stuff.
Yeah.
And granite was the main product for custom. And then what, lo and behold, would production start doing? started getting into the granite product. Well, now I've got granite in production, but I got granite in custom. Now what's going to separate the two?
Right.
Right?
They went into marble.
Exactly.
Quartz.
That's right. So then they started going into the man-made quartz,
yep.
which was a greater product. Granite's great, right? Granite's great, but it took God thousands of years to make it when we can make man-made quartz in 3 hours.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. So you know what I'm saying? So the production market's always driving it. And it's interesting, up north in the Conroe area, it's called Bentwater. You ever been to Bentwater, Brent?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I was in Bentwater.
Nice homes.
Okay. I was in Bentwater way back when it first started. Way back in the day, and I was doing flooring and countertops. And the only builders that were in there were custom builders. That was it. Custom builders were in that market. And then once custom had been in there for years and had really taken a lot of the premium lakeside, right? They started letting some of the production guys come in slowly. Well, the reason for it was because I got a custom guy right here selling a 6,500 square foot house, right? 6,500 square foot, let's say, and he's selling it for $1 million. Right down the road, I got a production guy selling 6,500 and he's selling it for half.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that's why the custom market was the only thing that was in there, because the production guy's going, and the homeowner's not going, well, what's in it? He's going, I get 6,500 square feet either way, and I'm okay. They got granite. It's not as pretty as that granite, but I got granite.
Hmm.
You know, is that a true statement?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a true statement. So the production market has always been one that helps motivate the custom market to get creative, and so in that market now,
and keep moving forward. Yeah.
So in the custom market, we're seeing a lot of the contemporary now. We're doing the contemporary. Where, like I said, we're doing the mono stringers, suspended. We're doing a lot of cable, things of that nature. Stainless cable, horizontal. A lot of fabrication that keeps them separate from the production side, somewhat, right? Mm-hmm. Somewhat.
So, do you find in Houston that there is a bigger trend toward two-story, three-story houses in a smaller footprint?
Good question. There are, especially, I would say, as you get closer into the downtown market, everything has to be two and three story. Mm. It has to be, because they're buying a lot. Where I was yesterday, they bought a small lot, and they're putting two, three-story townhomes on it. So they're narrow, long, and high.
Yeah, and therefore, More stairs.
So, but I tell people, that's only a single story. I can put a stair in that single story. That is not a problem. So we always make jokes about that.
So wait a second. So Brent, do you see that trend too toward multiple stories in the houses?
Higher density in the city requires, you know, narrower lots, narrower homes that are going up.
You're going into Bel Air. If you go into the Bel Air Memorial area, the houses that have been there for 50 years are on a small lot. They were the big houses back then. So you're going to pay a premium. You're going to pay $500,000 for that house and that lot to tear it down. And to go back on it in order to make it to where it's going to be feasible for the footage that you need and the markup that you need, you got to go up.
And the comps in the area, too.
And the comps in the area.
And you see that all around this area. I'm moving outside of River Oaks, but I mean, sure. Around it,
absolutely.
You can see that. Yeah.
Absolutely. So you can buy a corner lot, and whatever you pay, if you pay $500,000 for it, you buy a corner lot, and if you can put 4 to 6 townhomes on it, you paid for that lot with your first townhome, the rest is money.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah. So lots are, the smaller the lot, you got to go up.
So do you do most of your work then in the sort of central part of Houston, or you find a lot of work outside too?
Absolutely.
All around.
We're all over the We're all over the city of Houston. We're everywhere.
And the other cities as well.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
But because of the diversification of what we're doing, I mean, production builders do a lot of two stories because they're in a community.
Oh, yeah.
Certain lots, and you got to go up.
Mm-hmm. You got to go up.
So they'll do single stories for a certain price point for people, but they're generally going up two stories, at least two stories. So, yeah.
Cool. Brent, what have you got to add to this?
Well, I think we're wrapping everything up.
What time do we have? Yep, 35? Yep, that's about it.
I'm hungry.
Okay. I mean, that's pretty
Does
much
that mean you're buying
about
lunch?
Stairs, right? I mean, it's you know, you're competitive with your pricing because you bring in the material.
Right.
You have your crews on, you know, 12 crews.
Right.
You fabricate in-house.
Right.
You have the customer service, and that's what, you know, why you're so great.
Right. And we I always tell it, guys, we're not going to be the cheapest, and I'm not going to be the most expensive.
Correct.
But...
You're gonna get it done right.
But for custom, that's what we want.
Absolutely.
We don't want the cheapest of
absolutely.
Custom. And of course, you know, some other custom home builders will pay higher, the highest price, and I don't like that.
There's not many.
I like to be right above average. You know, right around there. So.
Sure.
But yeah, that's about it. So I mean, do you guys have a website? I guess you have a website, Facebook or Instagram or anything like that.
We're on everything. We're even in house.
Very nice. Yeah. So we've actually won.
We've actually won some web designs on house.
Nice.
Yeah, we've got an IT guy that's all he does is run all of our websites all the time. That's all he does. Doing advertising, running the discounts. We've got everything.
So people are coming to you guys constantly. So yeah, I mean, that's what I would say is just go and like, you know, our pages, Memory Builders. You can go to our Instagram account, house account. You know, go to our website, send us an email if you're interested in any more info.
Yep.
Well, thanks, Charles. We got a lot of good information from you. It was fun meeting you and talking to you. And
so go through and delete what you need to delete now.
No, I think we've got pretty much what we need here.
Good.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.